In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bills just sent out an email that says they're selling playoff tickets on Thursday. They waited for the Bengals to leave, I think.
Yeah, I don't want any trouble with them.
No.
That was controversial.
How did that work out last time?
2 years ago.
The Bengals took the Bills selling future playoff tickets as a tremendous insult, and they went ahead and won.
Yeah, even though I think they were doing the same thing
organizationally.
But, you know, whatever. Whatever gets you through the day. Find your axe and grind.
At least we got an announcement at all. I mean, a team could be afraid of potential backlash and other, you know, would the Patriots be offended by this?
Oh, sure. Well, I hope
you think you're going to make it?
I hope they are. I look forward to Mike Vrabel being asked about it. Or, I don't know, the Boston media, maybe they wouldn't take that to Vrabel. They'll take it to, like, the captain of the special teams, maybe.
Mm.
Like, hey, you know, it's not for nothing.
I'm guessing they're selling their own as well.
I would think they should be.
Probably should be.
You'd make a great stocking stuffer.
Tickets?
Sure.
Playoff tickets?
Yeah.
I guess they, you know what? They would. When I was a kid, sometimes Sabres tickets would be in the stocking, which was great. But playoff tickets probably are a little big for the stocking, at least where I come from. The number one present can't be in the stocking. And if that's not the number one present, somebody's living very well.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those cars you see is the number one present. Somebody gets a Lexus.
I think,
and then the tickets are in the stocking.
The keys are in the stocking for the car, maybe.
Put it all in the stocking then.
But I'm almost sure that my wife's number one present a time or two has been in the stocking because it was like a
ring?
A jewelry box, you know, something. Like that, and that is something I think I would have put in the stocking, sort of mix it in there with the other, you know, sort of junky presents.
That's never happened to me. My wife
number
likes,
one present in the stocking?
No, not even when I'm giving, no. My wife likes big, puffy coats and blankets.
Okay, that's hard to fit in a stocking.
You just can't hide it in there.
No.
You have to leave that in the box, wrap it. Yeah, there's no mistaking that. a gift card or two, sure. That's, you know, it's good to be planning ahead here. Like you said, a couple of weeks away from Christmas. Philip Rivers is really happening. So his last game was the playoff game here in 2020, COVID. And that was a close game.
Yep.
And then he retired. So I'm going to ask you what your reaction to this is. You know, the Colts are a team in the mix. they went from a pretty big favorite to an underdog to make the playoffs and win their division in a pretty short span. Now they've lost at least one quarterback, so they do this. I've had these bets against the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, it's getting late. There are 3 minutes left in the Eagles-Chargers game. Philadelphia is ahead, which is good for the Colts, I suppose. Why would it not be?
Right.
And
good for everybody in the AFC.
I'm staring at the cash outs, and then I hear Philip Rivers is coming, possibly coming to the rescue.
Wow, this was around last night. Yeah, I dozed off. I missed the end.
It was reported last night that they were bringing him in.
Okay.
And I got a little bit freaked and took the money.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Which is, that's embarrassing, right?
I think, yeah, I'm glad you said it. Yeah, I think so. I think that's, yeah, I don't think you should have done that.
I mean, it was a pretty good percentage of the potential payout anyway.
That matters to the equation. I mean, if you don't want to get into the particulars, but if you're getting, 80% of what you would have won anyway, then whatever.
Maybe about that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be that hard on you then.
Yeah, like
it's when they're offering you like half that I just sort of balk at it. Like, I'll ride this out. I'll make it, even though the half in some cases has been really significant.
Well,
I still want to get it home.
This came up yesterday, maybe, how we're different like this.
Yeah.
Where you're one leg away and I'm like, I'm good. That's a win. I turned my 10 into a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you want to go for the gold, right?
And yeah.
I don't know. Like, to me, there's an interesting personality trait within there somehow. Like, just maybe I'm mostly conservative about it. I just want plus EV, Bulldog. I don't need the jackpot, but I want to make a bet and have it come off as a winning bet.
Right.
And not just for 5 cents where it's significant
right.
enough.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm not all the way out on the Colts. Yeah. I still have a couple. But I'm mostly out on the Colts thing.
I might sing a different tune when and if this bites me sometime. Because, I got that Pittsburgh-Cincy parlay I won was a big chunk of change early in the fourth quarter that I turned down. And I got very close to losing all of it. But I did. And then the hockey thing was the same way. That was also very close to going up in smoke last Thursday, I guess that was. I had a big chunk that was offered, and I'm like, let me just close the app and leave it alone. As soon as that goes, the opposite way for me, I might line up more on your side. Like, they're offering me this amount. I'm going to take it. That's a big win.
I'm being too easy on myself here. I bet the under last night when the total was 35.5 and the score might have been 13 all, something like that. Maybe was that the score last night at one point? So it just felt early. I was earlier than that, 13-9 or some score like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just I felt under, right? So I take the under. Now it's 35.5. Now it's 16-13. The same moment, 3 minutes to go in the game. Chargers ball down 16-13. Touchdown beats me. Field goal probably beats me because then it's overtime, which is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And or 19-16, whatever it was. 19-16.
Yeah, because 22-19 was the final.
19-16. I'm winning by a half a point late. There's the cash out. My $15, if I'm willing to push the button, it brings back $18. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm gonna let it ride. I'm not
big
doing this for $3. But then I'm still sitting there thinking, I think I'm probably going to lose this, but there was that offer. I'll just see what happens, and then I lose, and I feel like, why did I just take it?
Sometimes you got to just go big or go home, Mike.
Yeah. Bad. what is your impression of the Rivers thing? I want to say, I think I want to give the Colts credit.
Yeah.
For this is like the Bengals with Flacco.
Uh-huh.
Your season is probably over if you don't do something big or just kind of wild, extreme, something to give yourself an honest chance. And is this that? I mean, it seems like the Colts mean it to be, or else they wouldn't bother.
I am I'm a little, I guess I'm a little conflicted. I mean, you're taking cash outs all over, so rooting for your bets is over. Not that I was, like, really into that, but whatever. You know, I'd like to see you do well and be right about something. And you still will be right whether you win or not. You know, you cash the bets out, I mean. You know, if they flounder here. And they are, you know, a team that has gone from maybe being a problem to I don't think they're going to make it anyway, and if they do, they'll be pretty dilapidated, and I'm not that worried about them. Rivers is a pretty big wild card. The conflict is that as a 60-year-old person, I kind of want to root for him to like show up and be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But even within that, there's a conflict because there's a decent, I think more I'm trying to be a good person, and I feel like the good person thing to do is to root for the 44-year-old man to show up and not get, like, not look like a 44-year-old man has not played NFL football in 5 years. But there is also a part of me that sort of wants it to look like he should never be near an NFL field again. You shouldn't be able to just walk out of coaching your kid's high school team and into the NFL, even with a couple of weeks to ramp up, because I don't think there's any... Is there talk of him actually playing right away? I don't know. I feel like it's... Physically, I think that would be unwise. I would think you want to go through a week or two, see how his body reacts to throwing... You know, I don't know how many... How many passes does an NFL quarterback usually throw in practice? I know with guys that are playing all the games, they scale that back. But this is a guy that hasn't played in 5 years, so I would think you'd want to work him out and make sure he can handle it. And he's got to pass that test first. But part of me wants this to just be like turn into, oh my God, like play the Benny Hill music. What are we doing here? He's going to play the Houston Texans in Week 18?
He's going to go to Seattle first if he at all plays this week. Right. That's almost the toughest test you could think of.
I want it to be evident to everyone that it's just too hard to just roll in there and do it. No matter how much experience you've had, if you've gone this long without having done the job, there's no catching up. So,
And why do you want that? Sort of the...
Just because it would make...
Affirmation that what you think to be true, that this is like a near impossible
job.
Yeah,
it should be too hard for him, mm-hmm. is it. And like intellectually, I feel like... It's not like I don't have anything against Philip Rivers.
No one does.
Right? But I just... I feel like it should be too hard. So I guess I'm rooting for that too, while also, it wouldn't necessarily make me mad if he can do it, because that would be kind of incredible. But I don't know. My default setting is, come on.
It's been on my mind for a month how many teams really just at that time, if not still, wouldn't know what their quarterback outlook is for next year. And this includes good teams. I brought up Denver for this a few weeks ago. Like, no, I mean, Denver is winning too much for you to think that they're going to even have a conversation about what to do at the position. Everybody would freak out if they made a change at quarterback. But is their guy actually good? I guess the playoffs, the rest of the season in the playoffs will speak to that. And if he bombs or he's just overmatched by a guy like Allen or May even, which is possible, then... Maybe I think of like you and I in all these markets, we would be having that conversation about what to do. And as crazy as it would seem to, imagine them replacing him, I don't know. Maybe it's one of these where you're going to look right eventually. This is maybe Miami a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. or other teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's on the extreme. Indianapolis was on my list too, because are we just going to settle for that Daniel Jones is it? Are we just going to do that? Let's see what happens. What happened? I mean, they lost three in a row, but the injury is so tough for him because now maybe he doesn't get a contract at all. I mean, eventually he'll probably start for somebody. The league is needy, but they were a team that I also thought at mm-hmm. least could talk about it. Like, what should we do? I mean, you have teams like right now the number one odds team to get the first overall pick is the Raiders. And they would pick the best quarterback, like, without even thinking about it.
Yep.
They would have to do that. But the Giants wouldn't. I mean, the Browns might, but they wouldn't necessarily do it.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans are right there, too. They might not. So you're just going to kind of – you think you – you don't have to agree with this. You might think that you know your guy isn't it, but, geez, I can't really pull the plug on this yet.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Titans.
It would stun me if the Titans did something. It would not stun me something other than going with Cam Ward next year.
But now the Colts are back in that bucket.
Right, they are. Yeah.
Unless it's Philip Rivers.
Right. Next year, right?
Yeah. At 45.
Right.
Well, his birthday was yesterday, so he'd still be 44.
Right. He's got a ways to go there.
Is he a young 44? His birthday was literally yesterday.
I don't know. I haven't read every word that's been written about this, but our buddy Armando Salguero wrote a piece about it and said, the word is he can still throw the ball just fine, but he's 20 to 30 pounds heavier than he was the last time he played.
Sounds right.
And
not hard to believe.
Not hard to believe. Hard to fathom that isn't going to be a problem. I mean, this is not a guy who is nimble to begin with, and I don't know. I just have a very hard time seeing that go well. That's sort of what I mean when I say it in my head, as cool as it would be if he could do it, I don't think he should be able to. I'm the one who's been over here for 5 years going, Brady is a lie. Like, don't think right. Aaron Rodgers is still going to be great when he's 39 or 40. And anybody else fits under the same umbrella, because Brady is a freak. He's a one-off. And I don't think we can reasonably gauge quarterbacks' careers and their staying power and their prowess at the top of the class on Brady. He's one of one, I think. And so far with Rodgers is playing and he's had good days, but he's had way more bad days than good days since.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The calendar flipped on him.
But that's also still in play. Just like it will be with Rivers now, and maybe there are other guys, because Pittsburgh is in first place. Like, the answer on that hasn't come yet. This is a point I make all the time about the Bills season. When we're dissecting the details day after day after day, we know they're at least pretty good, and maybe they don't have to worry about Kansas City. Like, there's a window for them, but they're also not a perfect team, right? They have issues. What will it end up being described as, like, this season? How will you end up writing it? We don't know yet. It could be a lot of different things. It could be that their tight ends were enough and wide receiver didn't kill them, or it could be wide receiver kills them, right? So these questions just hover until you get into that game.
And Rodgers still has a chance to write a different ending. That's right.
You've
that's
also
fair.
Said about him that for all these quarterbacks, he is somebody that I'd be a little bit worried about having to beat. Because of what his career has been, you know. Now,
right.
the Bills did just beat them badly, you know, last Sunday. But still, I think you could still say that. Versus Trevor Lawrence? Versus Stroud? Versus Herbert? Versus Philip Rivers? literally, or May or Knicks. I don't know. It's all still...
There's such a recency bias on this for me because of just, you know, a week ago Sunday. I feel like I'd rather play Rodgers than any one of those people.
Okay.
Right now. Like, I really, that's how I feel right now. But that in and of itself, there will still be, you know, some chance he could have a day. I just don't know if they have the whole team that those other teams even have either. You know, Denver, I'm not scared of Bo Nix, but they have a defense that might be as close to what Houston has, and that should at least give you some pause. I still wouldn't mind playing them, honestly, myself, but it's not, you know, the easiest matchup.
And those are, well, at least Denver would be a road game, almost definitely at this point. And that's a thing this year. You know, I usually don't get hung up on home road, but the Bills have four losses, three were away. Atlanta got all over them early, offensively and defensively, and then their offense kind of quelled, but they had enough to win by 10. Miami close to blew the Bills out, and that's not like a tough crowd or anything, but you are on the road, on grass. I mean, maybe there's something, the Bills have won there so many times. I'm not trying to make it a bigger thing. And then Houston was, these pass rush teams, maybe it's a question for Ross today. Like, how much of a difference is it really?
Home road.
Home road for that. And that would be a Denver issue, you know, if the Bills had to, versus their being here last year, and they're not exactly the same. But I think that could be, that's the kind of opponent where I think it might matter quite a bit where you're playing them. I don't know, is New England this?
I don't feel like they are. No, I don't feel like they are. I think the thing that they did really well when they played the Bills was it was the first game of the year where the running game didn't work. And I think we have since seen mostly games where that gets shut down, the Bills can be in real trouble. And so I don't think of them as a team that's going to like blow the doors off the edges or anything. And that run defense has taken a significant turn since Milt Williams has left their lineup. Like their last, I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks without him, they are near the bottom in a lot of run stuff that they were at or near the top in the first 11 weeks of the season, or 10 weeks.
It's 10 straight wins, the Patriots, and the lowest point output in any of those 10 games was their win here, 23. They have scored more than 23 points in every other of their 10 straight wins. Plus their other win earlier, they scored 33, but in their losses, it was 13 and 14. So defense is a part of it. When you win 10 straight, it's going to be a lot of things. But I think with New England, for me, it's mostly May. And when I watch him, he's hard not to be impressed by, I mean, obviously. But it looks like he gets lots of time, most games. He can move, even if it's just like subtle footwork stuff. He's deft in the pocket and can run, and the ball is just perfect. And I guess guys get open enough, well enough for him to lead to that. But I think he has time. I don't know the metrics on him.
Well, he's gotten sacked a pretty good amount, but I think it's a lot of that is not like their line getting blown up. It's him just holding it too long. He might be a key example in the sacks are a quarterback stat argument this year.
40 times.
So I mean, he gets hit, but I don't think they're like super necessarily leaky there. It's just that he gets greedy, and holds it a little long.
Some of these could also be 1 yard losses running to the sideline to try to get away from pressure.
But he is the thing about their team that is definitely the most intimidating. I'm not sitting here telling you that the defense can be easily had. But I just feel like if I can handle him, if I can keep him from making one or two of the incredible plays he made here, I think I can get him. The team, I mean, I think they can win. But they've got to find a way, and that's like playing Josh Allen. You got to find a way to try to not let him create something out of structure that just makes you go, oh my God, that's one of the plays of the year. And May did that a couple times against the Bills.
One game-winning drive. That would be the game here. Tied late, drove to the winning field goal, May. 803-0550 is our number. We'll look for your phone calls after our first break here. Ross Tucker joins us at 4. Paul Hamilton will stop by at 6 for a Sabres review last night and preview tonight. They lose in Calgary. They're in Edmonton tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.